Hi, I'm Andy.
Hi, I'm Leon.
And this is
Head Tails.
Your daughter's me. Do you know what?
You're looking up a skirt.
I've got my socks on.
I don't care, I'm really sick.
Good evening, Andy.
Season 2, episode 40.
Don't you do that. I don't like you doing that.
I'd, what, be prepared?
No, it's just like, let it flow. Let it be natural. Don't be too rigid.
I'm trying to be professional.
Behave yourself. Professional, special. We've done 2 seasons, 40 episodes, and not once have we been professional. So what makes you think that we're going to be now?
I don't know. I'm thinking we could grow as people.
No.
As broadcasters, which is what we are.
We're not even this for the glory or the money. You might be, I'm not.
But if anybody does want to pay us any money.
Yeah, there is that.
Or give us any glory.
There is that. What a massive fly that is in the studio.
There's a massive fly in there, I know, and it's just sort of...
That's like off the film fly, that.
It's pretty big, like, isn't it? The thing is, as well, it's not making a noise either.
No.
It's like a ninja fly.
Anyway, back to the podcast. How professional are we? Distracted by a fly in the room. God, it's massive. Anyway, right.
I could lose half an hour just looking at watching that fly go fly around there. That's the problem. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. I'm all right. How's your week been?
My week's been good. Sorry, fly went from the chair to the clock within like... In a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
It's fast fly, isn't it? It's like
right. I think we should just mention as well, the last few weeks, probably mostly my fault, is that we've dropped a few category C, category B swear words.
Have we really?
Well, you drop them and you don't even realise. I have to beep them out. And then I've just thought of it the last few weeks, a piss here and a shit there.
Have we really?
Yeah, I have, definitely.
Oh, man, cut them out.
You're obviously not listening back.
I am. I haven't dropped C words, have I?
I don't think you've dropped a C.
Whew.
No.
Oh, not B.
No, that C's category A.
Oh, right.
We're
okay.
Dropping category A.
Oh, category C things.
Category
I thought you meant
C.
I was dropping the C bomb. I was going to say, whoa. Somebody stop me. Get this guy off the air.
No. But just as a warning, there might be a piss and a shit about. Or maybe an ass.
Okay. Yeah, they're all right.
They're category C, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah.
They're pre-watershed, aren't they?
Speaking of that, I was watching a film with Noah. I can't think what. I was watching Ace Ventura when Pet Detective.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, we watched Mask and he likes Mask. So we're watching Ace Ventura. And he said something like, stick it with your ass, something like that. And Noah went, oh! And I was like, that's all right. You can say ass. Could have been worse. But have you watched Mask recently?
No, not recently, no.
So many jokes. Because obviously I've watched it as a kid loads and loads of times. And obviously maybe watched it as a teenager, but then watched it again as an adult. So many jokes that must have gone over my head that I've picked up watching again. It's brilliant. I love things like that in movies.
Yeah, so me and Andy went to the cinema. I'll tell you a bit about it. And we went to, like, we watched Lightyear.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of jokes in there that I get as an adult.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know full well that she don't get them. And I love it. I love them jokes that you just think, ha, I get that. Yeah. You don't get it.
Because when we was watching Mask, so same thing. He's got these balloons out. He's doing balloon animals, isn't it? And he goes, oh, wrong pocket. And he pulls out a condom. And he goes, and chucks off. Obviously, no one got a clue. And he's like, ha, 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 wrong pocket.
You should call him out. What are you laughing at, son?
Yeah, what's that about? You're laughing about? But I just love things like that. And especially like when, like there'll be something, it'll be like a bit, like on Ace Ventura, there was kissing and he's like, ooh, smoochy, smoochy. But it led on to like getting...
Jiggy.
No, but like she went downstairs on him.
Oh, wow. Yes.
But you don't see it. And he's swinging on on door handle, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? Now, as a kid, I'm like, oh, he's just been pulverized on my head as well.
You're not even that naive.
But... As a kid, like, you miss these things. I love the fact that people can slide them things in and get away with it.
Do you know what? It's because it's like being on the in crowd. It's like knowing the cool kids and going, yeah, I'm part of this. I know it. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Oh, you dirty jokes. I get it.
But yeah, I love things like that. So if anyone's got any good examples of that, let us know where you've watched a film and it's gone way over the kid's head, but you've gone, yeah, I know exactly how that operates.
Yeah, it's like the first time you ever remembered like saying a rude word. and not being told off, you're like, yeah, I'm all right now. Cool. Nice. We're in that gang.
Are we?
Yeah, we get it. I just think it's nice that we understand the jokes.
Yeah.
That's always a bonus.
That is a bonus. How's your week been then?
Do you know what?
I know you said Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, I've had a good week. Good weekend. So kids was here this weekend. Lexi's been working all weekend, so I haven't seen much of Lexi. But me and Andy rock, paper, scissors that day on Saturday.
I saw that. It was quite cool, that, yeah.
So we rock, paper, scissors for the activity we were going to do.
So you won, didn't you?
I won, so we went to the cinema.
What did she want to do?
She wanted to go build a bear. So I'm glad I won. So went to the cinema. And I had been to the cinema for ages. And I didn't tell her either. So we did the rock, paper, scissors, then was driving. And I was giving her clues on the way of what I was going
to
do.
Would she have been driving if she'd have won?
Yeah. Yeah, I get to just sit out. So went to the cinema, watched Lightyear, which was good.
Is it good?
It was all right.
Because I'm very sceptical about things. I think it's one of those things where, like, Toy Story 1, 2, brilliant. 3 was okay. 4, can we put it in the box? Because I think we've added about enough of it. And now they're doing spin-offs where it's not even like the toys. It's like the series that goes with the
so the premise backstory. Is that obviously Buzz Lightyear is in Toy Story, mm-hmm. and this is what Andy watched to get into Buzz Lightyear. But I don't want to spoil. I'm not going to give spoilers away. But
does Woody turn up?
No, he doesn't. But there is things that I don't think is represented in Toy Story. So, for instance, in Lightyear, he's got a little cat called Socks. Really cool, a cat, quite funny. He would surely at some point have mentioned that in the film. And he had a relationship with somebody in the film. But that's never mentioned in Toy Story either. And you would have thought, because that relationship was very strong, it would have gone, oh, I need to get back to see whoever it was. And where's Socks? Because Socks is like his little companion. So there's a couple of things that didn't quite add up. But do you know what I mean? It was a day out. It was all right.
Yeah.
It's an experience. Man, it's expensive, isn't it, going to the cinema?
Well, last time I went, I thought it was really cheap. So,
well, I say that. To actually watch the thing, it's £5 all day, any day. But it's the grub that you get on top, innit? I paid more for food.
Yeah, but don't buy in the cinema. You take your own food.
Yeah,
in.
I just don't.
Oh, boy, all right.
I don't think I can go to the cinema without
Dad hack. All you do is you go to the shop before you go in.
Dad hack, steal stuff.
Who is that?
I don't know that.
The markup on food in cinema is ridiculous as well.
What I do think is as well, I think once the film started, nobody should be allowed in. There's nothing worse. I get that people need to get up partway through the film, and it's a kid's film, they need to go to the loo and stuff like that. But man, there's nothing more annoying when people come in post-trailer. So all trailers are done, film started, and they're trying to look and find the seats.
Yeah.
Man, just get there on time. And, sorry, the film doesn't start till about 20 minutes after the scheduled time. So if you can't even get there 20 minutes late, just don't bother me. You're ruining it for everybody else.
Do you know what I'd agree with?
People coming in late. But just exactly like I've just said.
But do you not stop that? Like you just said, they're coming looking for the seats. Why are we giving people seats to sit? Get in there, find a seat, off you go. That's how we used to play as a kid.
Yeah, it's because they charge them off for certain seats, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
I think so, yeah. So you can. There's like a middle bit that you pay a bit more for.
An idea that was just first come, first serve. We always wanted back row as kids.
Snogging. That's what you want back row for, isn't it?
Whoa.
You dog. Right, so that was the activity. So I won that one. We rock, paper, scissors for tea. I won that one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so we had a hen house.
What did she want?
She wanted Domino's. Then we rock, paper, scissors for snacks for our movie on the night.
There's so another movie.
So we watched, she's writing to David Walliams at the moment.
Oh, nice.
So there's a few of the David Walliams things on catch up and stuff. So we watched one of them. I won that one as well. So this was Saturday. Then Sunday, we rock, paper, scissors for Sunday dinner.
Did you win that?
I won that one as well.
Can you give her a vote?
How do you not win? You can't, like, fake it, can you?
No.
But we rock, paper, scissors.
I'm going for scissors.
We rock, paper, scissors for dessert after Sunday dinner.
She got one.
No, I won that.
He's joking. Bad dad.
Full streak, full house.
Jeez.
Yeah. I don't know how. But it was good. It was a really good thing to do. If ever. I think the only way you could do it was between the two of them. They would have to do it against each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And whoever won. But you've got to set parameters.
I was going to say, Jesus, even if both of them picking, they'll stitch me up.
One's off to Disneyland,
yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah. Proper stitch me up somewhere along the lines.
Yeah. Or you pick your activities and things first.
And then choose one of them.
So what I was going to do, so we did a thing for Lexi's birthday a couple of years ago with red boxes like Deal or No Deal. So you could
you could
put your activities in there. Say put three activities in that you've already vetted that they're acceptable. You drop paper scissors and just pick one of the boxes. Yeah. That'd be pretty cool to do. It just mixes it up completely.
I might do that for Mrs.'s birthday.
Do it. I've got the boxes.
Like as in, but then put money value in it and that's what she's getting.
Start at a penny.
Yeah.
You might just spoil it for her.
Not her then. We'll do it for
not
her.
Not that, Mrs.
That'd be good.
Yeah, but it was just, it was different. It kept her engaged all day because we were going to do something else. And it's just quite sometimes nice not to have a plan.
Yeah, I quite like the flow of things. Like, you know, it's just spontaneous.
Yeah.
Off we go.
Yeah. So. And I think as well, if you do it like that, certainly if you've got two kids, it's kind of fair, isn't it? So you're not kind of going, oh, we're going to go swimming because that's what you want to do today.
Yeah, yeah.
If they both buy into it, then... Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about this the other day as well. Like, everything I do has to be evolved around them both. And obviously, I've got one boy, one girl. But, like, I'm not saying I want to, but just sometimes it's nice just to go, right, just me and you are going to go do something.
Yeah,
me. Yeah, I know you can't do that. Do you know what I mean?
There will be a time, though, when that will happen. It has happened with mine.
Yeah.
And it's quite good because you have your own interests with them. And as much as, obviously, football, certainly watching football is going to be a thing with you and Noah. You'll have your things with Ava as well.
Yeah. But yeah, because like, it was only because a memory popped up on my phone. It was me and her went to cinema, just me and her sort of thing. And I was like, oh, yeah. Do you know what I mean? And that's the sort of things I miss where it's like, as that is, it's like, I can control one child. And I'm not saying I can't control two children. But as soon as like, one, it's like it's never ending, not argument, but it's a never ending, like, you know, like, seems to chase myself all the time.
Yeah, so you're not necessarily enjoying the day.
It's not that I'm enjoying it, but like as in like I'm trying to cater for two.
Yeah,
trying two personalities that want to do different things.
I genuinely think it's an important thing, apparently, just sometimes doing one thing with one child. Not that you're just going to go...
Time.
Yeah, just all the time. You are my favourite.
Yes, dear.
But I think it's a good thing. I think having some one-to-one time is a...
Yeah, the only time is like, say, one's at a party or something, we'll go, all right, we'll go. Like, I took it, she was doing something, and I took him for a game of squash. Kind of what she was doing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing.
Appease one.
But, yeah, so, do you know what? It's, as a parent that doesn't live with their children, I've really enjoyed this Father's Day.
Good.
It's been good. It's been just been nice to, and I think maybe, you know, with Lexi being at work, it was just me and Andy, and we just kind of did stuff on the Sunday together.
Yeah.
And just had a bit of a chill-out day. But it's one of the better ones I've had for a few years. I don't really know why.
Yeah, but Father's Day is one of the things where I think it's, this isn't being thingy, but we don't need one.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I get why there's Mother's Day. They give birth. Do you know what I mean? It's harrowing.
They do a lot of arguing. No, don't argue.
Raising.
They do a lot of organising and all that stuff.
So I completely get that. And it's not like, I'm not appreciative of having a day for myself or whatever. But every day is my Father's Day.
Oh,
I'm
going to cry.
I know how cheesy that sounds. But like I say, I get Mother's Day. Do you know? And it's more of a day where they can have maybe pampered or looked after or thingy. And I don't feel like I need to be appreciated. I find it a strange thing. I do get it in equality. We've got a fairness, haven't we, in this world? But
I think as well, there's a lot of other times during the year that you're in bed till dinner time.
Never. Don't listen to her. Lies.
Hungover.
Happened once.
Possibly.
But yeah, so like I said, I'm not getting all thingy, but it's one of those things where I just think, Is it a consumer con type thing that we're forced into it?
Yeah, because isn't there like grandparents' days and that now?
Is it really?
I think so.
I won't be surprised.
But maybe it should be something that we don't just celebrate once during the year. If you're going to have a day where you go, right, this is just... Yeah. Have a day off. Just
this
relax.
Is being Valentine's Day. Don't you tell me when I've got my romantic. Yeah. I'll do it when I want. I'll surprise it. It'll be sometime in that year.
Yeah, a different day.
But yeah.
How's your week been? What have you been up to?
Steady-heady, really. We've had no football this weekend. No, we had a game. What a lie. yeah, it should be an easy day. Father's Day. Amy's been at work all weekend, so I've had kids anyway. So no time off for myself to relax.
No breakfast in bed, Phil.
No, I got breakfast in bed. Yeah, I got breakfast in bed.
About dinner time.
That was really nice.
Was it Sunday dinner in bed?
I've got to walk up early for breakfast. Where's me lying? I'm joking. Amy. I got in there.
It was 10 o'clock's nice. Early, isn't it?
It was more like 8 o'clock it was. Oh, I don't know what time it was. It wasn't that early. But yeah, then we went to allotment and picked loads of strawberries and I made... Do you want some strawberries, by the way?
Just granddad's allotment.
Yeah. Do you want strawberries? Do you like strawberries?
Yeah, I do. But...
Okay.
Okay, does anybody want any strawberries?
We picked punnets and strawberries. Oh, man, loads. And I mean loads. I could have...
You should have stuck a sign outside. PYO. And they charge people to come and do it.
Pick your own. So that was fun. I enjoy doing that. And it's nice for kids to do it and stuff. They're just, their attention span's just not quite there. They just, I don't know, they get sidetracked. And
But like we've just done with the fly. Where is that fly at the moment?
So I enjoy that. And it's nice for them to do something outside and stuff, which is good.
Yeah.
It's just, my thing is, I should have time. Like, you know, I'd love to give more time, you know, to go help out and do things like that. Whereas, like, Robert asked to come, like, early on a week. I'm like, first chance I'm going to get is literally Sunday.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is crazy, really. But it's just because they've got lots of clubs and stuff like that. But, and then I went to watch Andy Hamilton on the night, Father's Day night.
Who's he?
From Mock the Week. It's funny because Andy Hamilton said... People know the name, sort of know the face, but then can't put two and two together. And even when they see you in the street, they're like, I know you, but I don't know why I know you, sort of thing.
Yeah. I'd be like, do you work in Tesco?
And even, like, he told that a dog about someone walking up going, oh, you're my dog handler, aren't you? And he's like, no, I'm not. But it was quite funny. It was all right. It was...
That is not what a comedian wants to hear.
What?
Is it all right?
It was. It was not my cup of tea. It was funny, don't get me wrong. Some comedians are your style, genre, if it's the right thing.
Yeah.
I think more age.
Like, a bit older, isn't
it? Yeah, because even to the point where it's like, is anybody here who's under 30? And I was sat with my niece and nephew. But it's my niece and nephew, isn't it? It says my nephew, so they're engaged.
But she's not your niece, though, is she?
Well, she'd be niece by
No,
marriage.
She'd be like your nephew-in-law. Niece-in-law.
Niece-in-law, is that what it is?
I don't know.
Anyway.
She's not your niece, though.
No, I don't think she is. Anyway, my nephew and his partner.
That'll work.
Anyone under 30, and he's like, yeah, he's like, you're lost. Do you know what I mean? Like, because everyone else in there was like 50s, 60s plus.
Yeah.
Radio 4 audience, there were. So, but it was good. I enjoyed it. I like getting to gigs now.
It's about getting out, isn't it, and having a bit of an experience and stuff.
And Leeds is good. And I like the little tight venues. We'll go to these little tight ones sooner than like a big arena.
Yeah, just,
have you forced them to cut?
Yeah, a little tight ones.
I like a little tight one.
Yeah, so good.
But yeah, that's on my weekend. How boring was that?
That was good.
Could have done that really quick. Couldn't have got that out of the way.
Good.
But I have seen a belt of a news story this week.
Hit me with this one. I know you're excited for this one.
So this is to do with, have you ever been sold something that's not quite what you expected it to be? Missold?
Off the top of my head, I can't think of something, but there's definitely something. Well, yeah. Do you remember when I bought the pipe?
Oh, the shashish pipe?
I bought a pipe for my dishwasher when I was plumbing my dishwasher in. Go back to about episode 52 or something like that. And I bought a pipe. It came and it was massive.
All right.
And it wasn't the size that I needed because I just looked at it and went, yeah, that looks right. I suppose.
Yeah.
Loosely. So,
yeah.
It's helped you out a bit.
So this woman wanted a dog, so she purchased a dog. She wanted quite a big, nice, sturdy dog, so she got a Tibetan Mastiff.
Sturdy dog.
No, but she didn't want to seem like a...
She wanted to ride it.
Yeah, she didn't want like a sausage dog or like a Velociraptor, whatever they call it, Velociraptor.
Velociraptor, yeah.
Yeah, what they call it. Some raptor or something.
Dinosaur dogs.
Anyway, so she wanted like a big dog, so she went for a Tibetan Mastiff, which is a decent, burly dog. And then the dog just seemed to consume more and more food. And she's like, this is crazy. I'm talking buckets of fruit, noodles in buckets. So this dog like eating like masses. And she's thinking, well, it's a big dog. No wonder it's eating quite a lot. But she's thinking maybe a little bit too much. She had it for 2 years. And then one day she came home. And as she came into the living room, this dog walked to her on its hind legs. And she thought, that's not right. This dog just walked towards me on its hind legs. So she took it to the vets. They weighed it. It weighed 110 kilos. Which is like 16 stone, this dog.
Dog.
Do you know what it was?
A bear?
Yeah.
Shut up.
She'd been sold a black bear. When they actually figured out what it was and like classified it, it was a black bear she'd been bought. So she'd been living for 2 years with a juvenile black bear, and she'd have a clue. Did it bark? The most obedient dog in the world. And then bark. That's what I got from the whole story.
I like the first question you would have asked her. Do you never bark?
Because dogs do, they're a bit yappy, aren't they? But I don't know if a baby bear would be a bit yappy or whatever. I don't know what a bear does. But imagine that.
Did it eat like some like picnic baskets and stuff?
Oh, boo boo.
The thing is, a bear looks nothing like
No, but apparently the Tibetan Mastiff has got like a long snout and it's got like fluffy face and stuff like that. And apparently it can become like, I think it's like a Chinese thing where they'll palm off these animals as, because they just want rid of bears and stuff or whatever. They've gone and sell them because they're worth loads of money.
Do you think that's what happened to Tiger King? They bought a cat off internet. Yeah, really. It's a tiger.
I'll just keep it going. But yeah, I mean, like, imagine, so I don't know, the story sort of like ended, didn't it? I had to go live in a zoo, or I took off her. She must have had this bloody great big bear.
And going, why don't you bark, dog? Yeah. Why don't you bark?
But, like, it must have massive claws. There's loads of things where I've read the story thinking, there's alarm bells here. The only thing that she'd mentioned was that it eats like buckets of fruit and buckets of noodles. And that, I mean, to me, I'm like, who's feeding the dog buckets?
Yeah, well, I mean, my question for that would be, if I feed you a bowl of fruit, you eat that bowl of fruit, at what point do I go, right, there's another bowl of fruit to then become a bucket of fruit? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But it must be begging for it. It must be like...
Well, it's up on its back hind legs.
But did it play catch? Did you throw balls and stuff and it couldn't bring them back and stuff?
What, like sticks?
But you wouldn't have a dog, wouldn't you, go fetch or sit? Or was it obedient that it sat, it rolled over, it begged?
I mean, bears are pretty intelligent.
Well, Paddington is.
Yeah, I've seen him snap those picnic baskets.
But, yeah, I was like, that's proper missile.
That's one of them things that when it were, like you said, there's a lot of alarm bells ringing. Why are you getting to a point where you're taking this thing to a vet's before you realise it's not a dog?
Yeah. But, like... You wrestle with dogs, don't you? Do you know, have like play fights, stuff like that?
Yeah.
Imagine like a really Jesus Christ, the dog's gone mental. Didn't like that, did it? But it's teeth, genetically, I get maybe it's got a long snout, it's got the furry face and things like that. But there's other things, like the fact that a bear walks oddly compared to, because its back legs are like high up out there and its front like sort of stooped downwards. Whereas a dog's like parallel. Yeah,
this is somebody that shouldn't be allowed to keep pets. If you cannot tell the difference between a bear and a dog.
It took you 2 years. I'll give you a puppy then. But once you get to like 18 months in or even like 12 months, I'm going to be going, that's a bear, mate.
How long had it been walking on its hind legs?
First time in 2 years. She came home, apparently. And as she came in, it just sort of like popped on its hind legs and walked towards her like a bear would. And she was like, that's not normal. No, shit, Sherlock. Like the dog walks on its hind legs, I won't go, that's not normal. I'll be like, oh my god, what's wrong with your dog? Shut up, he's possessed. No, we were never going, best get it checked out. Come on,
hang on, let's just get another bucket of noodles first. Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, isn't it? What about when you go take it for a walk? You're not walking around park with it
and it ripping a dog's head off. Yeah. Or climbing trees, because they can climb as well. So is he not climbing trees? Like, look at my dog, I've trained him to climb a tree. It's getting honey out of branches.
I think she's not been quite upfront about this stuff.
I think she ain't been upfront. Oh, I smell fake news.
Yeah. Oh, let's smell this woman's breath.
Yeah.
What's she been teching?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's a stereotype. It was in China. I don't think that's a stereotype thing, right? But
so, if anybody else knows of anything, or if you've been duped into buying something that's quite... I've heard of stories that people have bought like phones off the internet and it's like a picture.
Yeah, I've heard of things like that. And the small print's been like, this is a photograph,
something. Yeah, yeah. I've heard of stuff like that. But yeah. I don't think it was daft enough to do that, though.
Yeah. Have you done it? Just you saying it was daft enough in the middle of life going, I've done it.
I don't think so, no. No.
I mean, I've been done for, like, where I've bought something that had been not quite right.
Yeah.
Or it's, like, a cheap version. It looks better on the picture, and he's got it, it's like, this is... Like, you know, like you buy things from Wish, like...
It takes 8 months to get it.
And you get it
going, nothing like what you thought it was. Is that like when you go to a restaurant, you look up and see a picture of something and go, that looks great, and then it comes and it looks like it's been run over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Massive. You shouldn't be able to do that.
No.
Do you remember when we used to take photos of the food we made?
Yeah.
Good times.
They were good times. They were good.
Have you got an unpopular opinion this week?
I have got an unpopular opinion this week, right? And this one is a little bit similar to mine last week.
Oh, no.
So I'm not going to talk about it, because if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to last week's episode. Very controversial.
It can upset me, yeah.
It nearly broke us up, didn't it? This week, my unpopular opinion is that takeaways are overrated.
What?
Yeah. And I always look forward to thinking, right, I'll have a takeaway. Then once I've eaten it, I'm like, man, that just wasn't as good as I thought.
But not just guilt.
So I don't think it's guilt. I think sometimes it, fish and chip, for instance.
My biggest fish and chip.
If you have a fish and chip, and I generally fancy one, so I'm like, right, I'm having one. And then once I've eaten it, I'm like, oh, that was
rubbish.
And I get that now with other takeaways.
Do you really?
Yeah, even stuff like pizza, I'm like, nah, didn't really enjoy it. I know. And it's same, so we had a takeaway on Saturday, and I'm eating it, I'm thinking, it's all right. And then afterwards, I'm thinking, nah, I'd rather had a nice cooked meal. Overrated is what I'm saying. Your witness, Your Honour.
Do you know what my overrated thing is?
Go on.
Gin.
Gin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you need so many different types? It's become like a...
It's like Starbucks and coffee.
Yeah,
Costa, isn't it?
Yeah, it's become like a... Like when I grew up, we had Gordon's gin. We had Bombay Sapphire, we had Slow Gin, and...
Fast Gin.
Like I say, I don't think we had anything else
An cheaper version.
Yeah. We didn't have all these fancy, weird gins. It's become like a proper, like... like you say, like a star, like a... It's
pretentious.
Yeah. We went to a place when we went to Hull, and it was like... There's just different... It's like, I don't know what I want. I get when you go to a cocktail bar, that's somewhat different. Cocktail bar is different. You go to a pub and there's racks and racks and racks of gin, but then they've got like two rums. They've got one vodka.
Yeah.
And they've got...
I don't want to have to be a connoisseur to pick my drink.
Yeah.
I just want a drink that tastes all right.
And I mean, Hamish gets a basic gin and lemonade and he's happy with that, not knowing the fancy stuff. But I just think it's become very pretentious. My unpopular opinion is, why do we need that many different gins?
It's just, again, it's just overrated, isn't it? The drink itself and the idea of going somewhere and going, oh, I must have a ruby red something with something else. Yeah.
And while we're on alcohol and unpopular opinions and gin, BrewDog. It's terrible.
BrewDog. But if you want to sponsor us.
I don't get it. It's not very nice.
I'm not a big fan either. I don't like creamy beers, though.
And I don't mind like an IPA and things like that. But everyone raves about BrewDog. I'm like, this is great.
This is exactly what this part of the podcast is about. It's about what everybody thinks is great, but actually we're the spokesman for the people. We're coming out and we're saying, actually, no, it's not. It's not that great. Yeah. Wind your neck in.
But I know those people who love BrewDog and they rave and rant about it. I'm like, are you becoming like a Starbucks?
That's
because
exactly
it's faddy. Because I mean, at this moment,
it's cool, isn't it?
BrewDog is massive. It's a big company. It's doing really well. I've tipped my hat to it. It's going from strength to strength. It was like a small time business.
Yeah.
Not got a problem with that. I just think,
jump on board with it if you like it. Don't jump on board with it just because everybody else is.
But surely they're liking it because they enjoy it. I don't buy a BrewDog. Like,
are we not the same with Costa and Starbucks? Sometimes you buy it. It's not something
I go
Starbucks,
to. But I'm not a fan of Costa. Or is it the other way around? I don't get them very often. There's one I think's better than the other one. And to be fair, I can't tell which. Until I have one and go, that's the other one.
Every single time.
Yeah, damn it, I knew it was that one.
I just think it's just been cool. I think that's what a lot of it's about. I think we're living in an age now where you have to do stuff to be cool. Same as my argument with barbecues.
Do you know I've not found barbecue because of you?
Is it because we didn't have to invite me?
No, because I've been looking at it going, doesn't like this, does he? Doesn't like it. I was going to do pieces on Saturday.
Did you talk to the barbecue and say, he don't like you anymore? No, I don't like him.
I've dropped right clanger though at barbecue. I didn't realise. But I knew I'd done it, but didn't realise and forgot all about that I'd done it until the other day when I was sorting garden out. I've only left the metal wire thing in the barbecue, which is all rusted. I'm going to have to buy a new rack.
Oh, no.
What a scoreboard error.
What an outrageous thing.
I know. I'm gutted, really, because I knew I'd done it and thought, right, I'll clean that later on. And then I just let it and left it. And the one until the day, I was moving some stuff and I thought,
a rusty rack.
Yeah, no one likes a rusty rack.
Not at all. Not all. Right, let's do this again next week.
See you next week, my friend.
I'll see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday.
Keep yourselves behind.
Stay safe, mate.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.